Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com code PROGRAM.
Man, that was impressive. South Carolina hit a half-court shot at the buzzer to conclude the first 20 minutes of play. They are trailing Oregon. Oregon's up 34-29, but man, that was an impressive half-court shot, a little bit behind half-court. And it looks like that's going to count. It's not Sunday, so the banks are open. That was a beautiful shot by South Carolina. It was UConn, maybe Cincinnati. It was the American Athletic Conference like years ago where the game went into like four or five overtimes and you had like a three quarters of the court shot. 75% of the court shot that was hit from that far away distance. This time of the year, it just brings back a lot of memories. I know that was from a conference tournament, but some of these NCAA tournament games are just bonkers. I was in the building when Florida Gulf Coast beat Georgetown. That was really damn cool. And you had the players when they eventually got through to the Sweet 16. I want to say that they were going up against Florida. And one of the star players walked into the media room and was like, Dunk City is coming to Arlington. Because that was the next stop of the NCAA tournament. So there's so many memories that you have this time of the year. You know, I just want to revisit something real quickly before we go to a news brief. I'll give you the scores of the three games in play right now. Illinois had a little bit of a scare now with 11:59 to go. They're up 57-48 against Morehead State. Oregon at the half. Dan Altman's never lost a first-round game at Oregon. They're up 34-29 against South Carolina. Oregon's at 11. South Carolina is a 6, and you have a 7-10 game early, 12:13 left in the first. Nevada up 14-13 up against Dayton. But, The other day we had Christian Laettner on, and we were talking about what's the most iconic buzzer beater in the NCAA tournament. And the one that we see the most, and it's been so many years, obviously, was the Christian Laettner shot up against Kentucky, right? The Grant Hill pass, the catch, the turnaround, and then you just devastate the Kentucky Wildcats, who at the time were coached by Rick Pitino. And you had Laettner go through a bunch with us. And, right, you remember the Jalen Suggs to put them into the championship game. Bryce Drew at Valpo as well. Like, there's a bunch that you just remember.
Tyus Edney behind the back layup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many that you remember.
Oh, yeah.
But even Laettner said the Jenkins shot to win the national championship for Villanova has to be the best buzzer beater because it's literally a buzzer beater to win the national championship. And I'll never forget that one. My dad is an alum of Villanova. I think he's like the only Jew to ever graduate from Villanova. And he used to produce Rolly Massimino's radio show. So even though I am a Temple fan and a Temple Athletic supporter, being a alum of the university, I grew up as a Villanova fan because, you know, Villanova's ever playing Stony Brook on Long Island, which happened a bunch. I remember seeing Mike Nardi as a kid for Villanova, and you had the Scotty Reynolds run up against Pitt that put them in the Final Four with that game winner. So I liked Villanova as a kid, but then when I go to Temple, you have to start hating Villanova just because of the rivalry and all that jazz. But that Villanova championship game against UNC, there are moments in sports that in the moment you're like, oh, you'll never forget that. And then something else happens that you forget it. And that Marcus Paige acrobatic three-point shot to tie the game, we were all like, wow, that's incredible. This game's going to go into overtime. And then you had some sweat on the court. There was a timeout. Daniel Shefu mops the court. And then you have Arce Diacono run the ball up the court. You flip it over to Jenkins. Jenkins, boom, for the championship. Ooh, onions, double sautéed, as Bill Raftery said. And that was just so cool. And that's got to be the best buzzer beater in the history of the tournament. The later one may be the most memorable just because of how long it is and how much it's replayed. But even Laettner said he tweeted something at the time, and also helps when it's right at the expense of a UNC team and Laettner with Duke. He's like, oh, I'm passing the crown to Chris Jenkins. But that Marcus Paige acrobatic shot from three, it's one of those moments in sports that no one really ever talks about that great shot because of what happened immediately afterwards. It's like, I forget who the wide receiver was, but in the Patriots-Seahawks Super Bowl, there's that great crazy catch down the right sideline, fortuitous bounce, or even Malcolm Butler thought he just blew the Super Bowl. Little did he know, he'd get back in a few plays later and boom, win the Super Bowl at the goal line. But there's moments in sports, even the Julio Jones catch with the Atlanta Falcons, like great catches in Super Bowls or great shots in a big game.
I think it was Jermaine Kearse.
Yeah, I think you may be right. But there's so many moments in sports where, like, for 5 seconds, you're like, wow, holy smokes, that's going to be iconic. And then it turns out to be just a blip in history because something else finds a way to usurp it just shortly after that.
Now, I understand your point. Listen, there's no bigger shot than a single shot to win the title in that moment. I get it. But there is something in my head, and maybe I'm wrong, when a game is tied and there's not that urgency that if you miss the shot, you lose. That game was tied at 74 when Chris Jenkins hit that shot.
Yeah,
you're
but,
right.
But hold on real quickly. Yes. I know what you're going to say. I'll let you finish your point. But remembering that game, Villanova, for most of that game, was in control. They were in control. And then you look up and you go, wow, UNC is about to get this to overtime and steal it. Like, if that game goes to overtime, I get what you're saying. But if that game goes to overtime, I would have thought that UNC would have won the game. So continue what you were saying, though.
No, but I mean, that's basically just my point. It's just that, you know, the Laettner shot, they were down. Right, so if he misses that shot, they're out. And you're right, it was only a regional game. It wasn't even the Final Four. Mm-hmm. But he misses that shot, their season's over. Chris Jenkins misses that shot, you go to overtime, and maybe the momentum was against them, but overtime is overtime. You never know what could happen. So, yes, it probably is the greatest shot. I mean, Michael Jordan had that shot, right? They were down in that game, Michael Jordan, when he hit that shot. It wasn't a buzzer beater, but it was at the very end of the game, and they ended up winning the game for them. There's something more of an urgency, and there's more something special about a shot that wins a game that you would have lost if you didn't make that shot.
So here's how I would say it. I still think the Leitner shot is more iconic. But I would say the Jenkins shot has to be the best buzzer beater that I've seen. Like, when you're looking for buzzer beaters in the buildup to maybe, like, the Final Four or something like that, like, whenever they're getting set to really encapsulate the history of the tournament, for some reason, I still always think the Leitner shot is the one that I'm waiting for to see. And maybe it's because I wasn't alive when it happened and you grow up.
Oh, man.
And the history
that just,
of
that
it.
That hurts.
91, 92, right? Correct? I think it was 92.
Yeah.
And I was born in 94. Like, man. Stu, how old were you then?
Like 6 months.
Yeah. So, like, I just think there's something when you're growing
12.
Up. You're a little punk. Santa as a 12-year-old.
I was getting ready for my bar mitzvah.
Santa as a 12-year-old probably was tough.
I had a beard.
But anyway, the point is, when you just see something for years and years and years and years, and you get told about something that you physically did not see, and I'm not trying to undershadow the importance of that moment, it helps makes it more iconic than when you live through it, then it's not something that, like, the Leitner shot to me almost seems like unreal and that it's something that's passed down and it didn't actually happen, right? Because just the way that you're told about it, but when you physically see something, even though it was for the championship, yeah, it's still great. It's the greatest buzzer beater I've ever seen, or I think the greatest buzzer beater in the history of the tournament, but it's just something that is a little bit different when you're told about something through history. Like, growing up as a kid, I was always like, did Babe Ruth actually exist? Because Babe Ruth was this, like, mythological creature with how many home runs that he did hit.
And you're right, because sport is so much about emotion and the moment. And if you're not there to experience that moment and to understand what it was like in that moment, you don't have that emotional connection to it. So, yeah, you have an emotional connection to the Chris Jenkins. You were there. You felt that energy. That
I wasn't in the building, to be clear.
No, but I'm saying you were alive. You were watching it. Same thing for me with the Leitner. I remember it, right? So, you know,
were 12. So, like, moments in your youth also carry through with you.
1994, Stephon Matteau OT winner for the Rangers in Game 7. I was flying around the room. I was jumping over couches and slamming into walls. Things that we remember, it's hard to be told, hey, you should know this because we're telling you this is important. It's different to be told something's important and something was great than to witness it and to understand how it felt to be in that moment.
Also, it's the weirdest reaction I've ever seen. Jay Wright, where he was just like, bang, and I see Jay Wright on my TV screen right now why I'm talking about Jay Wright and we're talking about the Nova thing, and then he walks over to Roy Williams and just shakes his hand, and that was his first national championship. This wasn't national championship number two. So it's like, you haven't won one yet. And that was your reaction. And remember, Jay Wright was not popular in Philadelphia for a while. Like, everyone liked Jay Wright, but for a while they had those early exits, first weekend exits in the tournament, couldn't get to the second. A lot of people started to get on Jay Wright, and then he makes Villanova into a blue blood. But if I was a coach of a team that won a championship on a buzzer beater, like, there was more emotion from the late, great Rolly Massimino in that moment in the stands than there was Jay Wright, I would be doing, like, the Macarena. I would get on the floor and do the worm. Like, I would be insufferable if I was the coach of a team that won a championship at a buzzer beater. Like, it wasn't a long buildup, right? You're smoking, you're blowing the brakes off a team, for, like, you're up 20 and you know, and then it's like, okay, the game ends, all right, you celebrate, you go shake hands. This was, you're winning, about to lose, about to go to overtime, and you're probably going to lose, and then boom, you get the buzzer beater in regulation.
I mean, was he in shock maybe? Maybe it was like such a shock to his system that he didn't even know how to react.
He explained it. He said he's been on the side of winning and losing. And he was like, yes, I was elated for my guys, but there's sometimes just, like, luck involved where you just throw your hands up in the air and you're like, I could have easily just as lost that game, and you know the other side of it. So that's why he was doing that. Still, classy guy, classy answer.
Yeah. Now
I'm doing the worm if my team wins a championship.
Yeah, let's
like
go
that.
Back to that. I picked up on that earlier, and I need to get back. What is it going to take for us to get you to do the worm or to attempt to do the worm?
Rangers Stanley Cup.
For you to do the worm?
Yes, Rangers Stanley Cup.
And it could happen this year.
My football team has won more than anyone could have ever dreamt of. My baseball team, they got no shot this year. But hockey, why I want to see the Rangers win the Stanley Cup so badly is that is the one sport my father and I root for the same team. And this is not just, like a lot of other frauds, the playoffs are here, so I'm going to start watching hockey. From game one to the last game of the season, I have a group text. It's my uncle, it is my father, it's my brother-in-law, and it's I. And every game, ding, 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 ding. I actually had to tell my uncle to shut up this year in the preseason because he was bitching about the results in the preseason. I'm like, we can't start this text this year in the preseason. So that would be so cool because it's the one sport and the one team that I share a rooting interest in with my father and then also my uncle.
That's another thing. Let's get into that. Like, I feel like as a kid, whatever your dad roots for is like, that's your team. So the fact that you root for different teams than your dad, and you guys are both big sports fans, was this like you trolling your dad?
No.
Was this
no.
you trying to be, you know, rebellious against
no.
your dad?
No.
Like, how did it become to a point where you started liking teams that were either different and maybe at the same time rivals to your dad? That's crazy.
So it had nothing to do with that. My dad worked on Sundays, and my next door neighbor was my uncle. And my uncle's from Framingham, Massachusetts, was a longtime Patriots season ticket holder. And his closest friend growing up ended up marrying Andre Tippett. This very nice lady, Rhonda, who married Andre Tippett. So that was just, I grew up as a Patriot fan. Had nothing to do with like, oh, bleep my dad, blah, blah, blah. No, he just worked on Sundays and I didn't watch football with him. I watched football with my uncle. Baseball, I don't think my dad really had a team. My dad was a catcher. My dad was a very good catcher. And his favorite player was Carl Yastrzemski. So my dad just, he'd take me to a bunch of Met games. I always thought growing up as a kid, my dad was a Met fan. He kind of like Met Yankee. He did a lot of business with the Yankees. So it was more business with baseball. So there was no really team that my dad had. And it was just like the NBA, you know, my dad didn't really care for the NBA, so it was just hockey for some reason. That's my dad's favorite sport. It's my dad's favorite team are the Rangers. And for whatever the reasons were, he just made sure that I was a Ranger fan. And I went to some Villanova games, but you're living in New York and, you know, you're rooting for Villanova. It's how many times do they really end up coming to Long Island? It was like here or there, Stony Brook and things like that. So there's the answer on that. Anyway, it is Zach Yelp Show on CBS Sports Radio. We will take a timeout. We will come on back, and we'll update you some of the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio. We will do a news brief.
Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven. Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
So just real quickly, getting back to our iconic buzzer beater conversation, I guess when you get set for the Final Four and they do one of those montages, the three things that you will always see will be the Leitner buzzer beater against Kentucky, the Chris Jenkins buzzer beater to win the national championship game, and then the Lorenzo Charles incredible, I guess, tip-in, however you want to refer to it, where you then have the Jim Valvano moment. You really don't even see Lorenzo Charles part of it anymore. It's really just Jimmy V running around right at half court, which is such an iconic moment as well. But Santer, if you had to go back and rank those three, how do you rank them when you had NC State taking care of Fislamajama, you had Jenkins with the shot to beat UNC, and then Leitner's shot to take care of business up against Patino's Kentucky squad?
Now, are we talking like quality of shot or just most memorable?
Let's do most memorable first, and then we'll do quality of shot.
Okay.
Go most memorable. Go 3-1, 3. It's weird to say any of these are the worst.
I know.
And then 1 being the best.
3-1. I'm going Jenkins 3, NC State 2, Leitner 1.
Okay, and then the other way?
And then the other way, I think when you're talking about like the most impressive, honestly, I think it's the same thing. I go Leitner 1, NC State 2, Jenkins 3. The thing about Jenkins that was great, that it was kind of a long-distance shot. Mm-hmm. It was like an NBA 3, maybe a little bit beyond the NBA line, but like we've gotten so used to the long threes that it doesn't really stand out that much. Like the NC State play was like an epic air ball,
yeah,
caught, dunked, with time expiring, Valvano running around. It's just like a different moment. And Leitner was just, it's just historic. It meant so much to the sport. It really put college basketball on a different level. And Duke was just, we go back even today, we look back at those Duke teams, Coach K, Leitner, Grant Hill, Thomas Hill, Bobby Hurley, those Duke teams, the UNLV teams that were like their nemesis for a while. I mean, that's kind of like the apex of college basketball.
What was better though, the pass or the shot?
Oh man,
because the
Hill
pass is so good.
I mean, that's like 60 feet in the air on target, right? Like high,
yeah,
so only Leitner could get it in that perfect catching spot. I mean, probably the pass is better than the shot.
Right, which is crazy. Yeah. And you just said that's the best shot, but then yeah, the pass was even better.
The play in general. And then, I mean, honestly, like the best shot is probably the Bryce Drew. The pass tip,
yeah,
right to Bryce
Dad
Drew
coaching
into the three-pointer, into the dive onto the floor. That was probably the most impressive shot.
Now, it pales into comparison.
Well, maybe the Jalen Suggs may be the best shot.
Yeah, from half court. So it pales into comparison because it just didn't mean as much. But the R.J. Hunter shot,
where his dad fell off,
when his dad was hurt and just flies off the chair, one of my all-time favorite moments. I think the dad now, Ron Hunter,
yep,
is the coach of Tulane, I want to say. But that was, yeah, he's still the coach of, I just want to make sure he didn't get fired recently or anything like that. But he's now the coach of Tulane. But that's when he was at Georgia State. When you get into those montages, they always show that just because the dad's reaction is so great. Like, don't get me wrong, the Lorenzo Charles play is unbelievable. But the Valvano reaction is what always gets replayed. Like, the Hunter shot was great, but it's always right away zooming into the dad falling out of the chair. So anyway, let's stop teasing it. Let's get to it. We go to a news brief.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
All righty, let's start it off with Aaron Donald, 10 years in the NFL, and he made sure to list all of his accomplishments when issuing why he is retiring.
I'm complete. I'm full. I think the passion to play the game is no longer there for me. I will always love football, but to think about going through another camp and another 17 season. I just don't got the urge to want to push myself to do that no more. I'm burnt out. You know, if anything, the best way to say that, I'm full, I'm complete. I'm satisfied with what I was able to do in 10 years. And I think it's time for me to, at 32 years old, to retire from football and jump into the next step of my career and my life. And that's time to move on.
10 years in the NFL, 10 Pro Bowls, 8-time a first-team All-Pro, a Super Bowl champion, a Rookie of the Year, and a 3-time Defensive Player of the Year. What are we laughing about, by the way?
I'm laughing because it's absurd. What you just said, the stats.
Yeah.
10 out of 10 and 8 out of 10 is nuts.
I'm like, what did I just say?
No, it's absurd.
I was like, one of those moments you're on the stage giving a speech and you see someone laugh and you're like, my pants still on? Everything's still good here? I'm like, what did I just say that didn't come out the right way?
You got something in your nose, buddy.
Oh, do I? Oh, let me just come here.
Yeah. No, thank you.
I'll have to clean my nose out on you. That would be nice. Let's go to Monty Ossenfurt, the general manager of the Arizona Cardinals. He is open to trading the number 4 pick.
You know, ultimately, there's still a lot of unknown, and really there will be until we're on the clock. It'll be a big neon sign that says open, and we'll I don't like it blinking. That kind of messes with my eyes. But yeah, we're always going to be listening. You know, I think, you know, we'll always have the conversation. You know, we may not get to a point where the deal makes sense, whether it's at 4 or anywhere we're picking, but we're always going to have the conversation. And if it makes sense and if it's attractive to building our team, and then it's something that we'll certainly consider no matter where we're at in the draft.
I actually may say that Monty Ossenfurt has the most important pick of this draft. And this is why. We know the Bears are taking Caleb Williams at 1. For 2 and 3, as long as the information or the speculation is true, and I'm buying in that both the Commanders and Patriots take a quarterback, that 4th pick becomes so valuable. Because you can make the case where you go get 3 number 1 picks from maybe like a team like Minnesota trying to get another quarterback, or you could get a franchise-changing player in a Marvin Harrison Jr. that could make sure that the investment that you gave to Kyler Murray ends up being met and ends up being a positive one when you could take a Marvin Harrison Jr. and pair him up with your own quarterback. Maybe importance on the... I think that's the most intriguing pick of the draft. So let's go to Mike Florio on the what... This is What the Football? With Amy Trask and Susie Schuster? That's the name of the show?
Apparently.
Do they call it the WTF show?
There you go.
Here is Mike Florio on Fields and Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh.
I think the Steelers have made him the commitment that he's QB1. But once you start playing the games, everything can change. And if he struggles, it will change. And even though they've set this up as Wilson 1 and Fields 2, and I firmly believe, and I have done a little digging here, I think the new offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh, Arthur Smith, is already drawing up some plays where you have both guys on the field at the same time. So I think that, yes, it's Russell Wilson, but he's got to live up to that. And if he fails, if he falters, if he stumbles at all, there's going to be a ton of pressure. I mean, Russell Wilson wanted to be in Pittsburgh, and as long as you're playing well in Pittsburgh, they love you. The minute you struggle, especially if you've got a number 2 who's there and we don't know what he can be and the season is slipping away one loss at a time, there's going to be a ton of noise. If it's not going well, it's not going to go well for Russell Wilson.
That's the biggest thing. This is Russ's job until Russ doesn't hold up his end of the bargain. Because in reality, Russell Wilson's only getting paid $1.5 million from the Pittsburgh Steelers this year. That's nothing. Literally nothing for a quarterback. Like, good backups make $10, $15 million sometimes on an NFL roster. He is supposed to be the start, and he's getting paid $1.5 million. They struggle. He struggles. They will go to eventually Justin Fields at some point. I just don't think Russell Wilson's going to struggle enough where Justin Fields actually gets on the field. Here is John Calipari. Coach Cal joined Jim Rome yesterday on CBS Sports Radio on the draw for Kentucky.
You don't come to Kentucky for NIL. Now, you're going to be well taken care of. I just told you the managers have NIL.
Yeah, right.
You're going to do more than anywhere else. But if you come here for what are you thinking about? We have guys in the NBA, 14 guys on second deals, max deals. We have guys that have made over $4 billion right now, and guys haven't gotten their second deal yet. It may be $6 billion. You come here to prepare yourself for the rest of your life, and it is not going to be easy, and you're not going to be guaranteed anything. Oh, you start, and I'll run every play for you, and you'll shoot 20 balls a game. No.
You don't tell them that, Cal.
Come in here and fight. You got to fight. And you got to take what you want, and you got to carve your way out. You ready for this? And you got to be a great teammate. You learn to be a great – you got to share. You can't be – it's not about you. And you go to that league, and you're a bad teammate, you'll get traded. They don't want you in here. Pat Riley said, the best thing I can say about your guys in the league, they're all great teammates. And that made me feel great.
I love Coach Cal. I sometimes on an island with this, I've always loved him as a coach. And you hear him in interviews. Some people think he's a blowhard. I absolutely love John Calipari. I can listen to him speak all day. Let's hear one more from him on the Jim Rome Show. You do have Kentucky later today going up against Oakland. Now that will be at 7:10 p.m. Eastern time on CBS. That game is in Pittsburgh, by the way. And this is John Calipari on the potential expansion of the NCAA tournament.
I hope it stays where it is. You know, I know people get mad. They get mad at the committee. You won't believe this. I've been mad at that committee a few times. But you may be mad because of your seed. But it doesn't matter who the committee is. We're all going to be upset. It's part of the NCAA tournament, not getting in, getting in. And so it's part of what it is. Let's keep it. It's too good a thing. It's the event. Like, you could tell I'm excited. And I'll say everybody that's in this thing, I would say they'd say the same thing. Keep it where it is. Don't mess with something that's great. And the committee literally don't care. Whoever's on it's going to get the same grief that this group got, the last group got. It's what it is. No science to this. You're going to make some mistakes.
I'm 100% with him. I'm not fixing something that isn't broken. I understand Virginia getting in was a disgrace, but that doesn't mean I need to start adding more teams to the NCAA tournament. I know Long Beach State did lose today, but it's crazy that they were even in the NCAA tournament. And if I would have told you before the year that Long Beach State would have made the NCAA tournament, you wouldn't have thought that their coach Dan Munson would have been fired, but that was the case, and he knew the last few days and few weeks that he was not going to be returning. Here is the Long Beach coach on getting fired right before their game today, which ended up losing 85-65 to Arizona.
It's like you guys see the Seinfeld when George Costanza was trying to get fired and couldn't lose his job and still going to work every day, and that's me. I'm a Seinfeld episode going on right now in real life.
That's amazing. That's great. He's 100% right. It is like a Seinfeld episode. Let's go to J.B. Bickerstaff, the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers, on the dangers of gambling in sports.
I personally have had my own instances with, some of the sports gamblers where, you know, they got my telephone number and were sending me crazy messages about, you know, where I live and my kids and all that stuff. So it is a dangerous game and a fine line that we're walking. And I think that, you know, we really have to be careful, with how close we let it get to the game and the security of the people who are involved in it, because there's no doubt about it that it's crossed the line. You know, the amount of times where I'm standing up there and we may have a 10-point lead and the spread is 11 and people are yelling at me to leave the guys in so that we can cover the spread, like, it's ridiculous. I mean, it is something that I believe has gone too far.
So I'm conflicted on this. I'm not saying he's lying, because I do believe that, right, you have people yelling at you and saying disgusting things and contacting you if they lose a bet. But I just don't know what any sports league could do. They're not going to start hating money. It's not like they're going to not take the money that they get from these gambling leagues. It's fascinating, Samter, but I don't think there's anything that could be done. And even if you, let's say, the leagues don't endorse gambling anymore, and let's say they don't have all these deals with all these partners, people are still going to gamble. Like, we've already opened up Pandora's box, right? You will be able to find a Shohei Ohtani bookie or someone like that and go back to how it was done in the old days. I get to say that now. So I don't think there's any way to kind of patch this back up, nor do I actually think there needs to be.
Yeah, I think, like you said, once you open the box, you can't get it back in. And even if you could, there's so much money that so many people's jobs and livelihoods revolve around it. It's just not sustainable. The problem is going to be what happens when we do get another Black Sox scandal. What happens when a Tim Gadonicki does throw an important game? What happens when Otani is actually gambling on baseball or whatever it is?
Suspensions. Calvin Ridley, suspensions.
Not just suspensions. We're going to see people's faith in sports go out the window. We're going to see people losing interest in sports because now the integrity is gone. This is why Pete Rose got such a big penalty. This is why the Black Sox were banned forever, because you have to protect the integrity above anything else.
Let's go last one. Coach Prime on the report he doesn't go on visits.
There's an article that came out that said I don't go on visits. Okay. My approach, it's totally different than many coaches' approach. I'm a businessman as well, so I try to save our university money every darn chance I get. Let's just say I'm going to Florida and I'm visiting whatever school, IMG. You don't think those coaches are going to be a little upset if I don't come by the school down the street? You don't think it's going to be pandemonium if I'm going to get naysayed if I don't go another 45 minutes? Then if I go to that one, then I go... I didn't come to that school. Now the coach is mad, so he's not going to let the kid come because he's mad because I chose to go to that school over that school. See, other coaches, they could do that, but I can't. I really, truly, in all my heart, believe that parents don't want me at their house. They want to come see my house. They want to see how I live, how I get down.
First and foremost, let me just say I'm a big believer of Coach Prime, but that's stupid. Like, you're going to be concerned that another school is annoyed that you didn't go visit the kid. The kid could still make the decision if you offer him the right NIL money to still go to your school. So I didn't get any of that. And I think Saban, who could have got away with not going to home visits, he still went to like all these home visits. You see the videos. I understand hiring a staff and have them doing a lot of the recruiting work. There's going to be big enough recruits where eventually you're going to have to go on to their turf or you're not going to get them. Because there's an appeal. There's definitely an attraction to playing for Coach Prime. But eventually that's going to wear off a little bit. And just because you have a mansion somewhere, like if I'm a high school kid, yeah, it'd be cool to go to your house. But it'd be a lot cool if you came to my childhood home instead. So that's a news brief. By the way, we do have a very controversial topic, and there is some breaking news about it. So, Stu, quickly fire off that sounder.
We have breaking news on the Zach Gelb Show.
According to Adam Schefter, the NFL is leaving the tush push as a legal play for the 2024 season. NFL executive Troy Vincent said today that there will not be any proposal presented this offseason to ban it for the next season. The Eagles, Vincent said on a conference call, do it well. So the NFL is not banning the tush push, as a lot of people thought was going to be the case. So if you want to try to stop it in 2024, good luck. And also, if you can't run it effectively, then I guess not everybody could do it as easy as people think it is. So no tush push going away. The NFL is a fan of the tush push. We'll come on back. It is a Thursday. We'll do a Zach Gelb Show PSA to wrap up the show. On the other side, update time first, though. Here he is, the Ackman. He didn't give any of the scores for you. Is that fine?
Thank you. Yes, indeed.
With all the latest NCAA tournament scores, here he is, my guy, Rich Ackman.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. It's time to end the show out in style on a Thursday. Stu, let's get to a Zach Gelb Show PSA.
Warning. 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 Warning.
It's a Thursday. What do you have to say? It's the weekly Zach Gelb Show PSA.
Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
So yesterday I had to get in here rather early. So I didn't do anything for breakfast. And I said, all right, I'll get something good for lunch. But I was trying to still be healthy. So I went right across the street to this place called Westville. And I got a Westville Cobb salad with no avocado, because I'm allergic to avocado. I can't digest avocado.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah, like I could have a scoop of guacamole, but anything after that, I am throwing up and I need to go to the bathroom and it's just an ugly scene. So I avoid avocado.
Interesting.
Avocado and mushrooms. Those are the two things that my body just does not allow me to digest. So I get my salad. They charge you like $16.50 for a salad, by the way. So it's a good amount of money for a salad. And remember, I phoned in the order. I walk to the place, which is only a block away. I pick up the salad, and they go, you want to pay cash or credit? So I go, I have cash on me today. One of the few days I was carrying cash. They go, oh, then you have to go to the bar. I'm like, all right, I'll just use my credit card. So I put the credit card in, and right away, it's 20% tip. Like, automatically goes to 20, and they're like, confirm this. And then I put a 0% tip. And I always tip if there is a service that needs tipping. But when I call in the order and pick up the order, there's no delivery. This is not, I'm sitting at a table for 2 hours, stuffing my fat face. I don't even think that should be an option. So my PSA is, if you are a place that is having a takeout service, do not ask or assume your customer is going to tip, because there was no service being done for me to tip. Taxis, Ubers, tip, tip. You get a haircut, tip. You sit down at a restaurant, tip. But when you are picking up food and no one has done anything of any service, I don't think the tip is necessary. I know Samster used to be in the food business, so he probably hates my guts for this.
No, I mean, I've always kind of waffled back and forth with the takeout food tip. I'll usually give like a couple dollars.
20% though.
Yeah, no, I definitely don't tip 20%. And don't force me into a tip either. Don't put it on the bill and then make me have to like decline it afterwards. Mm-hmm. But like, I'll usually drop a couple bucks. But even when I worked in the food service industry, I never expected a tip for boxing up the order and then just handing it to you in a plastic bag. But, you know, to each their own, I kind of throw a few bucks here or there. My PSA today, it goes back to a conversation that we were having earlier about the greatest shot of all time or whatever in college basketball. And it made me think, when you said that you weren't born when the Leitner shot happened, it really bothers me when I hear people talking MJ versus LeBron, but they weren't alive to watch MJ. Mm-hmm. Or they're saying, oh, well, Bill Russell can't hold a candle to Shaq or to any of these players. But they weren't alive to watch Bill Russell.
Okay.
Or talk about Willie Mays or Ted Williams or Mickey Mantle. If you weren't alive to watch them play live and to see what they could do on a day-to-day basis, like you're able to do and watch guys live now, then you can't compare them. Or if you are going to try to compare them statistically or based
on... Alrighty, Christopher Mad Dog Santa. Okay, who am I now? J.J. Redick? You can't tell me about some of the guys that I didn't see? You didn't watch them. You watched them on YouTube. Yes. YouTube.
You can make an educated guess. You can make an educated opinion. But you can't intelligently argue
ever heard of him?
Somebody who is there and watch both. If you're talking to your parent or a grandparent or a guy like Christopher Mad Dog Russo who got to watch both Willie Mays and Mike Trout play, you can't intelligently argue with him and tell him that he's wrong because he got to see both guys play, not just from clips, not just from highlights, not just from stats, not just from a Hall of Fame or going to see a plaque, but actually watching them play on a day in and day out basis.
Harmon Killebrew?
That's
Ring
exactly
a bell, hello.
It. So don't tell me you know more about sports when I saw more than you ever got to witness.
Was that a shot at me?
Not you, the general you.
I was going to say, remember what show you're working on here. It says it right there. It says the Zach Gelb show.
My eyesight is bad because I'm old. Michael Samter show?
If we weren't on camera, I would tell you to read a certain signal, but I can't give you that signal right now.
Are you saying I'm number one, Zach? Is that what's happening there?
I would say read
between the lines.
Yeah, I know that I can't help myself. I don't want to flip off anybody.
One, two, three, read between the lines.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
My GZ, I took two flights over the past week. And this is just an evergreen flying. I feel like this could be the PSA almost every week. If you're sitting in the back half of the plane, when you are deboarding the plane, please just sit down. Wait. Till you are ready to, people get up when they're in the last row. What are you getting up for? You're not going anywhere. This is going to take 10 minutes, 15, 20. Like, you're not going anywhere. You standing up and blocking people who are in front of you trying to get out, like, that's not going to help speed up the process. It's going to slow it down.
Last time I was on a plane, I almost saw a fight over this because someone got up. Their bag was in the seat behind them in the overhead bin. They went to go get up, and they were in this person's personal space, like right up in there. And they're grabbing for the bag, so you could use your mind what's like in the person's face. And the person's just screaming, "You're in my personal space!" And I've never seen a fight on the airplane. I've only seen fights on the airplane online. Like, right, you see that all the time now, and I go, are they ready to throw it down? I have my camera out, ready to go. I was going to get a viral moment, but the person just didn't even say anything and just kind of backed away. So, all righty, that concludes the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Big thanks to Clay Harbor joining us in studio. Good to have Stu back. Great to see Samter, that old man Samter, lecturing all of us and telling us we can't talk about things and everything.
Back in my day.
Jeez. All righty. And we'll be back tomorrow. Recap all the madness from day one of the NCAA tournament. Big thanks to each and every one of you for tuning into the show. I'll give you the scores just real quickly. The game's still in play. 6:57 left in the game. Oregon 67, South Carolina 54. Nevada up 34-25 against Dayton at halftime still. We'll talk mañana, everybody. We out. Bye-bye. Peace.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring?
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.